Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL match up like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Number one threat in the world, Lee. Sounds like scary stuff, right?
Yeah, you would think.
I mean, it's got to be pretty bad if it's the biggest threat in the world. If you wanted to know who might know what the biggest threat in the world might be, I don't know, ask the head of state. Ask the head of a lot of states. Ursula von der Leyen, head of the European Union. What is the biggest threat humanity faces right now? Like, what, nuclear war, maybe?
Yeah, you would think. I mean, you know, maybe Russia, China, North Korea.
Pandemic?
Iran, pandemic, monkeypox.
You know. No.
Oh, okay.
Nope. Oddly, she's saying the same thing as Hillary Clinton. It's misinformation.
Well, Hillary should know.
Yeah.
But she's the queen of misinformation.
Which, by the way, I'm glad you brought that up. Hillary Clinton yesterday saying, you know, it's really time to begin to jail, to imprison these right wingers criminally.
Well, she might as well show up at Riker Island then.
Yeah, she should turn herself in first, because she's one of the most successful misinformers of our time, right? Like, she didn't just start a rumor. She started the Russia collusion hoax. Before she was done, the FBI had gotten a subpoena from the Pfizer warrant for Trump. They were surveilling everything he did to find the Russian connection. We launched the Mueller investigation. They put 36 FBI agents on Trump, forced him to turn over more than a million documents on her fake, it turns out, word that he was a Russian colluder. Fake the Steele dossier. All of it fake. But the consequences were very real. By the end of the Obama administration, we had put tanks and troops on the Russian border in retaliation for this. For what? The attack on our democracy by Russia didn't happen. Can you imagine if there were Russian tanks and troops on our border with Mexico? What might we do?
There would be an issue.
I'd have an issue. You don't get to put tanks on our border. No. I want to go to war. Well, gosh darn, that's what Russia did. Why? They suddenly didn't feel very safe. They suddenly wanted to take a nice big swath of Ukraine to protect themselves. From what? They're so mean. The tanks and troops we put on their border in retaliation for their supposed Russian meddling that she made up. How many people have died there so far? We know at least 100,000 Ukrainians. Russians? Who knows?
Yeah, we have no way of knowing.
We don't know. I mean, it's a lot of lies. So, we're talking, you know, we have passed six figures of dead bodies from this woman's lies. And you notice what's really interesting when you watch the timing of the lies from Hillary Clinton. When did the troop buildup begin on the Ukrainian border? Right after Joe Biden won. Why? He knows they lie about Russian, Russia collusion, Russian attacks on the democracy. He knew. I'm gonna have to go ahead and take parts of Ukraine to protect myself, not from America, but from the Democrats, which is who he's really at war with. The stacks of bodies because of this woman are massive, and she wants me and you to go to prison for misinformation.
But I also think there are Americans who are engaged in this kind of propaganda. and whether they should be civilly or even in some cases criminally charged is something that would be a better deterrence, because
he has lost his privileges.
So Ursula von der Leyen is out there now saying same thing that Hillary Clinton is saying. The biggest risk facing the world is misinformation, echoing what you're hearing from Hillary. Here you go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
dear Klaus,
let me go back to the number one concern of the Global Risk Report: disinformation and misinformation. Tackling this has been our focus since the very beginning of my mandate. With our Digital Services Act, we defined the responsibilities of large internet platforms on the content they promote and propagate, a responsible to children and vulnerable groups targeted by hate speech.
Okay, this woman is not some whack job bureaucrat. She is the head of the European Union. She's talking about the Digital Services Act, which the European Union bureaucracy demanded. Remember, that was their justification for contacting Elon Musk and demanding that he censor his interview with Trump.
Yeah.
Before the interview.
Yeah.
Now, did you see them contacting the Black Journalists Association, demanding they censor their interview with Kamala yesterday? That ran live on X.
No.
That's weird. I didn't either. No. She sure did a lot of lying in that interview, though.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't worried about it, oddly. So we're all hearing what's coming. If we win, Second Amendment, gone. Finished. At the international level, what you're looking at right now is the backbone for world government based around the mutual goal of speech suppression, but only of the right wing and those who love individual liberty, not liars like Hillary, who would use lies and their speech to start wars and stack bodies to the sky. Not them, to us, those who say, hey, listen, there's a better way to handle this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, at least climate change isn't on the top of their list now.
Yeah. As the number one existential threat, right?
Right, yeah.
I can't get over that. The head of the European Union saying the biggest threat in the world is free speech. Wow, the world must be an awesome place, right?
Yeah, that's our biggest worry.
That's our biggest problem. That's our biggest. It's not poverty. It's not some kind of global thing. It's not floods or it's...
straws in the ocean choking the turtles.
Right. No, it's none of that. That's not the problem. So, wow. Okay, all of that going on. Meanwhile, today we're going to get our rate hike. I mean, rate cut. Sorry, yeah. Not rate hike. Okay. Rate cut. Rate cut.
Thank you for the clarification.
Do you realize Donald Trump as his inflation level began to rise toward 1.8, 1.9, which is historically normal.
Mm-hmm.
Historically normal. They did a rate hike to slow down the economy.
Yeah.
We're at 2.4%, and they're doing a rate cut. That doesn't make sense. Why is the Fed doing this? Because Trump's economy was so good, they wanted to hurt it, to hurt him politically. So they did a rate hike at less than 2%. We're now at 2.4% inflation. For those keeping track, that is double what Trump left us. And they're doing a rate cut. The math here doesn't make sense. It's not consistent. Why is the Fed doing this? To act as a prop for the Kamala Harris campaign so she and Joe Biden can claim we've tamed inflation so much that we need a rate cut. We have tamed inflation.
Yep.
It's all fake. The results won't be, though, because we need these high rates, Lee. The only reason we don't have 9% rates of inflation right now is because we have the high interest rates. You cut that interest rate, who's gonna pay for this? You and me, when we check out at the grocery store, because inflation's gonna tick back up without the interest rates holding it back. But this is so they can pretend that one day you'll be able to afford a mortgage. This is so they can pretend and tell Gen Z, hey, look, the rates are coming down. We've conquered inflation. Go ahead and vote for us. You'll totally be able to buy a house one day. No, you won't. Nothing has changed. You want to know how you know nothing's changed? She can't tell you what's changed when asked about it for the third time yesterday. So all they've decided to do, they've looked at the polls and they've seen the number one concern of Gen Z is that they will never own a home. And they will not. They will not. If we continue under these economic policies, they can't afford a home. Why? Because the average mortgage doubled from $1,700 a month to $3,400 a month. Why? A lot of that's inflation, it's Bidenflation on the price of the house, but also the interest rates. The interest rates have to stay there to tamp down the inflation from the money printing. So all they're doing is, hey, we'll try to fool Gen Z into thinking rates are coming down by cutting the rate when we shouldn't. When you cut the rate, what happens? Inflation ticks back up at the grocery store. So all they've decided is, in order to fool Gen Z into thinking someday they'll be able to afford a house like their parents did as middle class people, we're going to cut this rate. And in a couple, over the next couple of months, Americans will pay at the grocery store.
And if you point this out, then we'll just censor you online. So.
Right. And you know what I'm looking for? I can't wait because I love to predict this and I love to play it. As inflation ticks up at the grocery store, and you're going to see the reports of this really right after the election is about when it's going to hit. Right. If they do this rate cut, they will fake shock at the fact that inflation is ticking back up. They will be so confused, pretend wise, and they'll pretend they have no idea why it's the end of November and inflation is going back up. It's a game, folks. It's a play. It's fake. They know exactly why, because Congress won't stop printing. Kamala Harris is going to print trillions more. She's already promised to do it. You are going to be so poor, you're going to be, you know, happy to afford a loaf of bread at the end of the day. And they're just going to keep pretending that they don't know what's causing this. So this is directly, this is not economic policy. The world knows this policy doesn't make sense. It's to hide from Gen Z the fact that they will never be able to afford a mortgage like their parents did if they're middle class. Now, if they're upper middle class or rich, yes, you can get a mortgage. Otherwise, forget it. Good luck. But they want to fool them into thinking mortgage rates are going to come down.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.